Adventures in Odyssey.
Mm. Oh, aren't you hungry, Camilla? You haven't touched your meatloaf.
Sure I have.
Sculpting it into a mini replica of the Leaning Tower of Pisa doesn't count. Mm. You're not eating it.
Sorry, I just don't feel like meatloaf.
I can't say I'm much of a fan either.
Oh, you kids don't like my meatloaf? Mm. No, go ahead, be honest.
Oh, no, it tastes fine. It's just... We've gotten into a food rut, Mom. Meatloaf Monday.
Tostado Tuesday.
Chicken rice casserole every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That really strange spaghetti sauce on Thursday.
Well, that's beef stroganoff, Camilla.
Oh,
I get it.
Stroganoff.
I see now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the point is, it's always the same.
Wait a minute. How about expressing some gratitude to your mother for making all of your meals?
Dad, she asked us.
I did ask them.
Mm. I was content making mini replicas out of them and saying nothing.
Well, I suppose I could change the menu up a bit. Maybe we are in a rut.
Well, but, I mean, it's not just with meals.
Oh?
We're kind of in a rut in general, don't you think?
If I knew what you meant, I'd know what I thought.
We haven't had a vacation in a while. A lot of kids at school are talking about their family trips.
The Joneses just got a boat.
Well, vacations are expensive, and so are boats. But we have a tent. We can go camping.
Ooh.
Last time it rained, everything got drenched.
Yeah, and it was cold. And there was that bug infestation.
Ooh. Whoa, with the negativity. You know, if we are in a rut, you're the ones who can get us out of it. Back when I was a kid...
Here we go.
We used our imaginations. Your Uncle Dan and I created our own adventures.
So we should make a boat.
Good idea. I could attach the lawnmower engine
I
to
meant
the...
I you should make your own fun. I remember when I was 10, I think, this huge blizzard hit with no warning. We were snowed in for 3 days. Couldn't even open the door. I suppose we could have moped around and complained, but instead we used our imaginations and invented... Broomball.
What's that?
A genius game that required a broom and a plastic container we called a Tupper Puck.
What were the rules?
Well, that was the great thing. We made them as challenging as we wanted. Hey, you want to try it? You guys would love Broomball.
Yeah.
Can we at least finish dinner first?
Oh, sure. Chow down on that Leaning Tower of Meatloaf, Camilla. The game awaits. Okay, let's review. If you hit the ceiling fan, you get an extra 10 points.
Unless right. It bounces off the fireplace first, because then it's negative 20.
And you have to play the next round blindfolded. And you score a goal if you get it inside the game cabinet.
But yeah. If you bounce off the ottoman, you need to stand on your head for 5 minutes.
Right? Okay, let's get started. Brooms at the ready.
Yeah.
Wow, the crowd's wild with anticipation.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
Okay, let's get ready to rumble. Start game one of Broomball 2.0. Ready for the Tupper Puck drop?
Ready!
And go!
Got it! Okay.
Here, Mom.
Ava pivots to broom the Tupper Puck to Matthew, but she kicks it instead. That's a penalty.
Oh, you have to hop on one foot, Mom.
Oh, right.
Big Bassett, bring it.
Camilla passes to Olivia under the coffee table, but Matthew sees it coming and wants to steal the Tupper Puck. Breaks a sizable hole in the wall. You all right, son?
Yeah. Unless I have to pay for the damage.
You guys are a lot more aggressive than Dan and I were.
You think you can fix this, David?
Sure. Just a little patch.
Oh, no. Look inside.
Oh, that's more than a patch.
What is it?
Mold.
Yeah, a lot of mold.
Oh.
So how bad is it, Red?
Well, put it gently. You got more mold in that wall than Santa Claus has facial hair.
Oh.
I've never seen anything like it.
Awesome.
Well, there must have been a slow leak back here for years. The entire wall needs to be replaced.
Oh.
We'll need to fumigate the whole house.
Oh, dear.
Will we need to be out of the house for long?
Well, you need to be out right now. I'll get my guy started as quick as I can, but I can't see you moving back in any sooner than maybe a week.
A week?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Run and pack some clothes, kids.
But where are we gonna go?
First, we get out of the house. Then, we'll figure out where to stay. Of course, Lily. We're hanging out here at Wit's End until we know what we're doing next.
You know, Dad, in a way, me breaking through the wall was a good thing.
Oh?
If I hadn't, we wouldn't have discovered that nasty mold issue.
Don't worry, Matthew. I wasn't going to have you pay for it.
Good.
Well, we did think we were in a rut. At least this changes things up.
Yeah, the Joneses get a boat, we get mold.
So, Dr. Graham's offered her guest room. That'll take care of two of us.
So we're going to have to split up?
Appears so.
Can we stay at Nana's?
One or two of you. Her apartment's pretty small.
Oh, hey, Parkers.
Teddy!
Hey.
Hey.
Guys.
We heard about your predicament.
Yeah. We wanted to let you know we have a guest room that you're welcome to.
It's decorated in a domestic fruit theme. Very tasteful. I love that joke.
Me too. And it has a queen bed that could fit both girls.
He could stay with you? That would be so much fun!
Yeah, I love your house.
That's really generous of you two. Thank you.
How about this? Matthew will stay with Grandma.
Yes!
And Camilla and Olivia will stay at the Bassett.
Great!
And your dad and I will be at Lily Graham's.
This could be an adventure after all.
Yes.
Well, okay then. When do you guys want to come over?
How about now?
Okay.
Perfect, Dad. We can drop you off at Lucia's place, Matthew. It's on our way.
That would be great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. See you
okay,
guys.
Okay,
be good.
Yes,
Matthew, yeah. No holes in the wall.
I'll miss them.
Me too, but I'm not sure the feeling is mutual.
This is going to be great. Thanks for letting me stay, Nana.
I'm glad for the company. It gets lonely around here.
The finale of Underwater Spies is on tonight. Oh, do you have any ice cream?
Wait. Turn that off.
Oh, sorry. Do you have any ice cream, please?
Matthew Parker, do you expect this to be like when you kids come for sleepovers?
No.
Because sleepover grandma visits are different than stay with grandma for a week visits. When you children come for a night, I spoil you with sugar and soda, late nights and no responsibilities. But when you stay with me for a week, you need structure just like I gave structure to my own children.
I thought when Mom talked about how strict you were growing up, she was exaggerating.
She wasn't.
Oh.
You'll have to do some chores, clean up after yourself, eat your vegetables, help out with my business.
You cut hair. The last time I cut hair, Camilla ended up without any eyebrows.
You won't cut the hair. You can do paraffin dip. I've added that to my deluxe package.
What's a paraffin dip?
Ah, it's warm wax to soften the hands and feet. Come here. I'll show you how to do it.
Can you show me while watching Underwater Spies?
Goodness, no. It's Monday, the night I watch my favorite game shows in the Spanish Channel.
Oh.
Don't worry. We're going to have lots of fun together, too. Tomorrow, you get to be part of my ladies' beach night.
This is going to be the best week ever. Whitman and Penny are so much fun.
Oh, I know. We're not going to want to go home.
Mm-mm.
Don't you love the strawberry and watermelon pillows? They even smell like strawberries and watermelon.
It's like living in a jar of jam.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Have you settled in okay, girls?
Yeah, everything's great.
Oh, good. Is there anything you want to do while you're staying here?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want you to get bored.
Oh, we're happy doing anything.
Oh, okay. Because we do have some plans this week, and we'd enjoy having you two be a part of them.
Sounds great. We love to keep busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, on Tuesday nights, Penny coaches a peewee roller derby team, and I assistant coach. You guys want to assist an assistant coach?
That sounds like fun. I've never been to a roller derby before.
Oh, roller skates, a rink, a bunch of five-year-olds who can't skate, carrying rubber sticks and hitting everything they can. It's a hoot.
Oh, and do you like pizza?
It's only my most favorite food ever!
Well, Penny's in a pizza-making phase, and you can have as much as you want.
Uh-huh. That's what I always imagined heaven would be.
Me too. Well, you better get some sleep. It's going to be a big day tomorrow.
Okay, good night. Good night.
Be sure to wake up hungry, girls. I'm making breakfast pizza with many donuts.
Woohoo!
This really is like heaven.
Judy and Eunice will play together, and Matthew, you'll be on my team.
I've never played bridge before.
It's easy. Mostly you drink coffee and complain about young people these days.
But I am a young person these days.
Yeah, have some coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Never mind. Just look at your cards, Matthew. You should have 13, unless Judy's cheating again.
That was one time, Lucia, 5 years ago.
And now we bid.
Maybe you should explain the rules to me first.
You can learn as you go. You'll mostly just be the dummy anyway.
Nana.
Oh, come on. It's a bridge term.
Really?
The dummy puts their cards face up and doesn't really play.
Your job will mostly be watching me win every hand.
I don't really like being called a dummy.
Oh, brother.
So sensitive. That's the problem with young people these days.
I know you're
so exactly
right.
What I was saying. This is what we have to deal with now.
Here's some ice, Camilla. How's your eye feeling?
Like it got hit with a 5-year-old going 40 miles an hour.
Do you want some ice for your bruise, Olivia?
Nope. I'm just going to lie here and not move.
Are you okay? You're not blinking.
Blinking is moving. I'll do it later. Oh.
How are you two still standing? You were out on the rink as much as we were.
Yeah.
Our bull riding lessons have kind of made us immune to all other pain. Well, you'll find that out on Friday.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Uh-huh.
It sure is, but right now we ought to get some dinner. You know, so we'll have enough energy for Pottery Club.
Dinner's almost ready. Tonight we're having tuna, eggplant, pizza.
Pizza. Again.
Every day. And lots to keep you busy, just like you wanted.
It's like all your dreams came true.
Yay.
Nice job today, Matthew.
I don't think I ever want to see wax again. I'll even give up cleaning out my ears.
Well, the ladies love their paraffin dips, and you've earned yourself a good dinner.
What are we having?
Lentil split pea soup, lima bean salad, and because it's a special occasion, black bean brownies for dessert.
That's not what you usually make us.
But that's what I usually eat. A high-fiber diet is very important. Your intestines will thank me.
What about after dinner?
After a long day like today, I like to put my feet up and do crossword puzzles. I have some extra books if you're interested.
Thanks. If it's okay, maybe I'll go over and visit Olivia and Camilla tonight.
You two will love kickboxing. It's so therapeutic.
Oh, so therapeutic. Okay, here are your protective gloves and your protective mouth guard, and you're definitely going to need some extra bandages.
Can't wait for the therapy.
Let's go then. We're doing the roundhouse kick today.
That explains the bandages.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hey, Matthew.
Oh, hi.
Hey, are you guys leaving? I thought I'd stop in to catch up for a while.
I'm afraid so, buddy. I'm really sorry, but we're just heading out to kickboxing class.
Oh, well, I can...
No, stay! Wooten, you guys go ahead.
Huh?
Camilla and I will stay here and catch up with Matthew.
Family first, you know.
Are you guys sure? I know you were looking forward to this.
We can cope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll make it up to you. Be ready for late night board games tonight. We have a whole stack we can play.
And I made chocolate caramel pizza to celebrate.
Wow, that sounds...
overwhelming.
Overwhelmingly delicious. We'll see you later.
Bye. And don't forget to put your ceramics in the oven to bake at 350 degrees for 8 hours.
We won't. Have fun. See ya.
Oh. Wow. They're keeping you busy.
I want to sit in a quiet room and drool.
I thought you wanted to stay here.
Well, staying with Wooten and Penny is like sucking helium out of a balloon to make your voice sound funny. Lots of laughs for a while, and then you just feel like passing out.
You know, too much helium can kill you.
That's my point.
I'm guessing you're having a great time at Nana's.
Let's just say it's not the same as when we usually stay over. It's more coffee and TV game shows.
Guys, I hate to admit it, but I miss Meatloaf Monday.
And Mom and Dad.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go over to Dr. Graham's and say hi. They'll be glad to see us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea.
No one's answering the door.
Hey, you know what we could do? Order sushi.
Listen, it sounds like they're out back. Let's check.
Probably bored out of their mind, wondering what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the gate's unlocked.
Oh.
We can surprise them.
Come on.
It's like our pre-kid years. I almost forgot what that was like.
Shh, listen.
No complaining, no arguing, no... Sorry, Mom, I used your blender to make a ceiling fan in my room.
I wondered why that fan had a puree setting. Remember how, when we first got married, we talked about getting a boat and sailing around South America?
Yes. You know, we'll have peaceful years again someday. For now, let's enjoy a week without complaining and bickering.
Maybe the mold will take 2 weeks to clean up instead of one.
David.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
We don't complain that much.
And we don't bicker very often.
I don't even know what bickering is, let alone how to do it.
It means arguing.
Huh. I always thought of it as sibling squabbles.
Squabbles means bickering, too.
Oh.
You know, maybe we really are hard work. No wonder Mom and Dad are looking forward to the day we're out of the house.
And now they've had a taste of what it's like. Did you hear Dad? He hopes the mold lasts 2 weeks. Who hopes for that?
Soon they'll probably start taking vacations, just the two of them. They'll call it a second honeymoon, and then a third, a fourth, a 29th.
We can't let them think we're not fun anymore. We have to show them that our family is way better together than apart.
Yes, but how?
Camping! We can plan a camping trip.
Yes! Mom has been trying to get us to go for months, and we keep saying that we don't want to.
Camping! Let's do it!
Yeah.
We'll surprise Mom and Dad by setting the tent up in our backyard.
Oh.
We'll invite them over, and bam! Family time!
That is a great idea!
But our camping stuff's in the house. We're not supposed to go inside.
It's in the backyard shed. There's no mold there.
All right. But how about you get it? Just in case, yeah.
Fine.
See, we get along great. We don't bicker all the time.
Well, we kind of do.
No, we don't.
We really...
Be quiet.
Okay.
Pizza's almost ready!
Oh, no more.
Matthew, you must not have looked hard enough.
I moved everything off that shelf, and the tent was in a big box. It's not like I could miss it.
Yeah, well, a bunch of spiders didn't run off with it. It has to be in there somewhere.
Hey, what are you guys arguing about?
What? We never argue.
I was looking for our family tent, but it's missing.
Oh, probably because your mom sold it.
Nah, she wouldn't sell it.
I saw it posted on the Odyssey Online garage sale. I was looking for old kitchen appliances for an art project, and your mom had listed it. It was already marked sold.
What?
Oh, that's the dessert pizza. Banana and bacon.
Why would they sell our tent?
We complained too much. Mom and Dad obviously decided it's pointless to try and create family memories.
I don't know.
Well, I hate to be the prophet of doom here, but we need to do something to save our family. And it just so happens that I have the perfect idea.
Oh, boy.
They're here. I can see them sitting on the couch, laughing. Now remember, Camilla, look as cute as you can.
I still think the pigtails are a bit much.
But Dad loves that picture of you.
I was too.
For this to work, we have to pull as many heartstrings as we can. Do you have the manifesto we all signed, Olivia?
Yep. We hereby resolve to be nice to each other, not fight, keep our rooms clean.
I hate that part.
And stop complaining. We'll even eat sushi once a month.
I hate that part. Ready?
Yes, ready.
Right.
Here goes nothing.
Smile.
Look cute, Camilla.
Kids, hi. We were just going to call to see if you wanted to come over. Ava,
wait,
the
on.
Kids are here.
What? Hey, you guys wanted to hang out as a family?
Hi, kids. Oh, yes, we've missed you.
What?
Oh, nice pigtails, Camilla.
Oh, she's so cute.
But wait, I thought you were tired of us. That you wanted to go back to your kid-free life.
What would give you that idea?
We kind of overheard you talking on the back deck last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That you couldn't wait for us to grow up and get out of the house so you could sail around South America.
You heard that?
We heard that.
They heard that.
We didn't mean to eavesdrop, but then we did. Sorry.
So am I, especially since it sounds like you missed the rest of our conversation.
Our hearts couldn't take any more crushing. We left.
So you didn't hear the part when we reminisced about all the fun family times we've had through the years.
And how you're all growing up so quickly, and we don't want to miss this stage.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make the most of the time God's given us.
And that we really need to go on more camping trips.
Wait, if you really had that conversation, then why did you sell the tent?
How did you know that?
I have my sources.
We sold it because we decided to get a bigger tent, one that doesn't leak.
And the new one we bought actually has two separate rooms.
And we can stand up in
uh-huh.
it.
Can we try it out tonight? In our own backyard?
Oh. Sounds great to me, if you don't mind missing a night at the Bassetts and Nana's.
No problem.
We can miss
yes,
one.
Yes, I can sacrifice.
Then I think a camp out is a great idea.
Yay!
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow, I love roasting marshmallows over a fire. It's just so peaceful.
Yes, and what a perfect night. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the stars.
I see Orion's belt.
I see the Big Dipper.
I see Scorpius.
I see Red Hollard.
Where do you see that, Camilla?
Right here.
Oh,
Red.
Hi, Red. I thought, never mind.
Hi, Red. I hope it's okay for us to camp out back here until the fumigation's done.
Well, that's totally fine, David, except you don't need to.
Why?
It's on fire.
The house?
No, your marshmallow.
Oh, my.
Hey, you can move back in pronto. I mean, the job's done.
Well, you mean we can go back inside right now?
As soon as I can say slippery salami sandwiches. Oh, I just said it.
But we just got our tent set up, and I have this marshmallow.
Well, you do what you want, but the house is ready when you are.
Okay, thanks, Red.
Yeah, sure. Good night.
Good night. Good night,
Mr. Hollard. Of course, we won't go back in. We're having family time.
Right. I mean, I did want ice cream, but here we have burnt marshmallows.
Yeah, and even though I need to get up early tomorrow, I'll sleep fine right here.
We could camp on the floor in the living room.
It's a fantastic idea.
Can't wait to get
drink. Wonderful.
I'll get
there.
Oh, hand me that.
Oh, there you
go. I love our family.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that there is a time for everything, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. You get the idea. God has a plan for every part and every season of our lives. But as we saw with the Parkers, it's easy to look at other people and wish that our lives, or our seasons of life, were more like theirs. Other places to live look more exciting. Other friends seem more interesting. And even other dinners sound more delicious. But if we spend all our time wishing for different lives, we'll miss out on what God has planned for us today. Each day of our lives is a gift. And rather than wishing we were in a different place, we should embrace the life that God has prepared for us now. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Same Old Story was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Justin Felbinger, Lily Mae Stewart, Amanda Troop, Eddie Frierson, Steve Easton, and Lucky Weeding. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.